podcast intro music narrator. Welcome back to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. Here, we share riveting stories from across the continental United States, providing a lens into the lives of campground owners and their unique path to success. What we aim for is not just to entertain, but to offer inspiration and practical advice to campground owners and operators, and anyone who appreciates the great outdoors. Today, we find ourselves in the heart of Oklahoma, amid the stunning backdrop of expansive plains and azure skies, a place where the wind often sings in harmony with nature. Our adventure takes us to Tumbleweed Trails, a charming yet uncommon campground that has made a name for itself through its unique blend of traditional camping activities and inventive outdoor fun. Here, we meet the ingenious owner of this little paradise, Hadrian Baxter, a man of strong character and vision with the heart of a pioneer. Hadrian Baxter is no ordinary campground owner. A former geologist with an insatiable love for the outdoors, his transition into the world of campgrounds was a natural fit. With his warm smile and sparkling blue eyes, Hadrian greets us at the entrance of Tumbleweed Trails, giving us a glimpse into the world he's built. A curiosity hangs in the air, fueled by the unusual sight of brightly colored discs flying through the air, weaving their way around trees and landing into metal baskets. We quickly learn that Tumbleweed Trails is not just a camping haven, but also the birthplace of a unique and engaging outdoor pursuit, a frisbee golf tournament. Buckle up, folks, as we dive into the captivating story of Hadrian Baxter, his challenge, and how he revitalized his campground with a fun, low-impact sport that is now the heart and soul of Tumbleweed Trails. End of intro music.
Hadrian Baxter. When I first took over Tumbleweed Trails, we had a bit of a problem. Despite the breathtaking beauty of the plains, our campground was struggling to attract a younger, more active demographic. There was a lack of engaging outdoor activities that could hold their interest for more than a night or two. Besides, our competition, campgrounds with water sports or mountain trails, were pulling in these crowds. We had ample open space and a gorgeous layout, but we needed that one-of-a-kind activity that would make us stand out, something that would make Tumbleweed Trails more than just a pit stop or a one-night camping destination. We had a few usual suspects, a retired couple, Larry and Gertrude, who loved birdwatching, and Danny, a city dweller who visited occasionally for a break from the city noise. They loved the peace and tranquility Tumbleweed offered. However, I knew we could offer so much more. I wanted to introduce something that would resonate with all ages and fitness levels, something that wouldn't disturb the serenity of the place, but instead add to its charm. I started brainstorming solutions, considering everything from outdoor movie nights to scavenger hunts or even yoga. Each one had its pros and cons. The movie nights would require a significant investment in electronic equipment, which could be tricky to manage outdoors. Scavenger hunts were fun, but they were not repeatable often enough. Yoga sounded peaceful, but it didn't have that exciting edge we needed. Then one day, during a picnic with my nephews, I saw them throwing a frisbee around. Something clicked. The thought of a frisbee golf course began to take shape in my mind. It was a low-impact sport requiring minimal setup. It could be played by people of all ages, and it would definitely add a unique twist to our campground. The process of implementing the solution was initially a bit more complicated than I'd envisioned. Setting up a frisbee golf course in the middle of the campground meant we needed to strategically position the baskets to avoid any accidents without disturbing the natural beauty of the campground. It was a game of precision, and the safety of our guests was of utmost importance. We encountered some issues along the way, like finding the ideal locations for the baskets, adjusting to Oklahoma's unpredictable winds, and convincing our regulars to give this newfangled sport a try. Despite these challenges, the day we inaugurated the Frisbee golf course was one I'll never forget. There was a palpable excitement in the air. Larry, Gertrude, and Danny were amongst the first to try it out. They were a little skeptical at first, but soon the field was filled with laughter and cheers. It was the spark of life and community that Tumbleweed Trails had been missing. The impact was almost instantaneous. Our little campground started seeing more footfall. Word had spread about this unique activity we offered, pulling in families and younger campers. Even Larry, Gertrude, and Danny, our beloved regulars, found a new hobby. The campground was bustling with life, yet it retained its tranquility. We'd managed to strike a balance that not only increased our popularity, but also maintained the serenity that our guests loved. The experience taught me that sometimes unconventional solutions can lead to the most significant successes. My advice to other campground owners facing similar challenges would be to think outside the box and don't be afraid to experiment. Remember, it's not just about attracting guests to your campground, but also about offering an experience that will make them want to stay.
Narrator. So ends the tale of Hadrian Baxter and his captivating tumbleweed trails, the journey of transformation from a tranquil but struggling campground to a lively and distinctive destination is a testament to Hadrian's creativity and resilience. His ingenious solution of a frisbee golf course not only put tumbleweed trails on the map, but it also added a new dimension to the camping experience, making the campground a melting pot of people from all walks of life. What's inspiring about Hadrian's story is his ability to identify a gap and fill it in a way that not only solved the initial problem, but also added value to his guests' experience. Rather than resorting to common solutions, he dared to think outside the norm. His story is a reminder that sometimes the simplest ideas, like a frisbee golf course, can lead to the significant transformations. It's not always about grand plans or expensive investments. Sometimes it's just about understanding your audience and offering them something they didn't even know they were missing. With this, we wrap up another episode of MC Campground Chronicles. We hope Hadrian's story has not only entertained, but also inspired. For campground owners and operators out there, remember that innovation can come in the simplest forms. And to the camping enthusiasts listening, Tumbleweed Trails and its unique Frisbee golf course await your visit in the heart of Oklahoma. Thank you for lending us your ears. If you found this episode engaging and are eager for more fascinating chronicles, make sure to subscribe and keep an ear out for our next episode. We promise to bring you more tales of innovation, resilience, and success from the world of campgrounds. Until then, this is your host, signing off from another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. Happy camping, everyone.